Yeah, we'll finish the paragraph. New paragraph. Katamon Shemala. We said that after 1948, and after the captivity that the people from the old city were in Jordan, they went to live in Katamon. There's still a breast of Shtibo over there. And you know the place?
And, I don't know where
the Born Steeds also.
What?
The Born Steeds are connected with that too.
Yeah, of course. Nachum Moshe. Moshe Moshe is outside of his son. Nachum Moshe. And okay, so 9 months. Already 9 months beforehand, when the people, how do you say people, plitim? People from the
government?
People are, they don't, like, they're during the war. They go from here to here, they have no place.
Refugees.
Yeah. When the refugees of the old city went from Shal Tzion, right? That those which did not go to captivity, the old people and the women and the children. So, the government who was there then, they put them in Katamon. And they got there with nothing. They had a few bags with them, each one. And they sat in those houses. Why was Katamon empty? Because Katamon was an Arab neighborhood. In 1948, the Arabs fled after the Haganah, bombed a few of their buildings, and they were scared, so they left. Yeah. So and then a new life began nowadays? Forming over there. What?
Why don't we do it nowadays?
100%. I agree. Lo nikbu hachukim. Yeah. So there was no rules for how you take the house. Whatever house you saw, you go in and it's yours.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Shmuel's wife, she was alone, she was 4 kids, and she just gave birth 2 weeks ago, and she couldn't get herself a place, a normal place. So at the end, she found an apartment with two rooms, a bedroom and a bedroom, and a kitchen was in it, in the same bedroom, and they had 2 bedrooms, 2 rooms. Chob Mechalkei HaMayim 6, and that apartment was divided into two. Okay? The outside was the makolet, and the inside was her house with 4 children, with 5 children. 4 children and a newborn. Yeah, okay. That store belonged to Alte Zeltzer, who she was the wife. Rav Zeltzer was one of the Talmidim of Chafetz Chaim. Yeah. Anyways, that was also good because she didn't have any money for any food. She was with a newborn, anything, and the lady of the Makor used to give her food for free. She used to tell her, yeah, when you have, you'll give me, yeah. You'll pay me when you have. And they both knew that that day will never come. Okay, also in Katamon, Rav Elvin Mintzberg, he used to help. Like the same, the old city used to help everyone who was able to. After 9 months, when they came back from Jordan, and everyone lived with his family in the place, and a lot of breasts of Avdim were in Katamon. And so it was sort of similar to the old city, that they were all serving Hashem over there. That's when they started doing in Katamon, and they started feeling a little bit this spirituality going in the Katamon. Yeah. Also, in Katamon, shuls opened, and life, Jewish life started running over there, the Talmud Torah over there. Yeah. Also, Avram Shternas, the grandson, the great grandson of Rav Nassan, also lived over there, and they had a shul there, a Breslov shul. They bought a house over there, and they had a Breslov shul at that house. And many of the Avdim used to serve Hashem over there. Shchita Begaluta. When they returned from the Galus, also Shmuel started a new period of his life. After the tragedy of falling of the old city in the Kotel falling, right, in the Arabs' hands. Now Shmuel, now something in his neshama really hurts because he used to go to the Kotel all the time. Now he can't go to the Kotel, and then he really felt the Shekhinah of the Galus at that time. Besides that he was far away from the old city, yeah. He also, he missed the shtibel over there and everything. He missed very much, and Shmuel missed very much the way they were in the old city. That thing a little bit renewed itself in 1967, when Hashem gave us back at least the Kotel, Hashem, and a lot of other places. Set up to here for today.